everybody, we're here. So this is another wonderful BBS radio program night. Today is Friday, if you're on an archive, unless you're overseas and it could be Saturday. But the date today is August 7th, 2015. From Station 2. So we're Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays, Station 1 on Mondays and Wednesdays. So here we go, everybody. Let's clear the date today, August 7th, 2015. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to clear it. Those energies, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In case you're wondering what I'm doing, I'm clearing the date. Now, some people are attached to dates of the year. And that can put you into a timeline of that August 7th time, and it could have been 30 years ago. That's why I'm clearing the date to release the timelines that would be connected to you for that date. I'm going to clear the date of, I believe, yesterday, which is the 6th. So I'm going to do that. So here we go. 1, August 6th, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do August 5th. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'm not sure what day they did the bombing in Japan and Hiroshima. It was yesterday or the day before. But we're going to do a clearing now for any of the emotional bodies first. Then we'll do spirit energies in case somebody is here floating around lost in space. Emotional bodies that would like to leave that had the bombing particular incident a long time ago in Japan. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, oh man, 3, this is heavy, 4 and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. And 1, 2, lighter, 3, 4 and 5. Do now one for the aliens that could have been there in underground tunnels or just in the atmosphere around that you can't see. So we'll have them leave also here. So here we go. They'll probably go into quarantine. So 1, I'm yawning right off the bat. 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. And we'll do spirits that would be in, we'll just say plants and trees, whatever is there, earthworms, you know, all different types of things that would be earth-related here. So releasing those energies, and also animals, dogs and cats, horses, etc. So here we go, releasing those energies if they're trapped here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, now we'll do spirits in case spirits saw the bomb coming and they took off and they're kind of lost in space. So here we go. We'll also go into quarantine. So we use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. It could be possible that maybe some of those emotional bodies could have popped into people listening here. That's not uncommon. So in case we miss some of those, and they're kind of hiding out inside of you, we're going to release them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Now we're going to bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And then bring in peace energy to you. So I'll use the word stronger. Those up. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Yo, there we go. So we'll see if our co-host is ready to come on. So are you around there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. You said thank you, you know, for being here, Ron, at the beginning of the show, and we all want to thank you for being here because you do so much for the planet and for everyone, and we appreciate you taking the time to do these shows. They mean a lot to all of us that are listening. And if you're a new listener, well, very, very well, big welcome to you. And you're listening to Ron Ametron, and he has a website called creationlightship.com that there are now 16 free healings under the heading Free Sample Healings. I counted them the other day. And so if it's your first time listening after the show, you'll want to go to that and check out some of those free healings, and you will notice how much better you feel being reconnected to source energy, to what created you. It's a very peaceful and freeing, unique experience. And there are also many YouTube videos that you can connect to on Ron's website, or you can just go to YouTube and find them. And there are thousands of hours of archives of BBS radio and other radio shows also on, like, CTR and other ones that we did a while back on Ron's website. So you can listen to Ron and experience all of these wonderful sample healings anytime. So thank you, listener, who wrote in to remind Ron that it was the anniversary this week of that Hiroshima bombing. That clearing felt very powerful, Ron, and very peaceful. So basically, that was kind of geographic what you did, would you say? Like, you went to actually where that bomb went off and cleared it out of the entities and aliens and the spirits?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Wow, because it probably affected everyone on the planet. I mean, who was alive then, right? I mean, it must have been pretty shocking and big event, right?
Yeah, what I'll do is another clearing for people that maybe watched it, heard about it, read about it. I'm sure that not everybody, you know, was jumping up and down that was a great thing to do, you know, even back then. Oh, you know, so anyway, so I'll do that in case you happen to be had family visiting there and you were not Japanese. Maybe you are Japanese and you had people there also, or maybe you could have been there. And maybe if you are Japanese and, you know, you kind of look at that past history of what happened and something there that probably a natural thing typically. But here we go. Let's release that energy of anger from everybody here, so we'll bring in peace energy in its place, so stronger. And you could have lost your whole family over there, you know. I won't go into all that stuff, but here we go. Releasing the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And I guess I'll also include Japanese that were living in the United States here that put into those, you know, camps, etc. Lost all that they own. So here we go. Use some of that energy if that bothers you. So here we go. One. So Nagasaki. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, one more, 1, oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what did the Nagasaki bomb went off there too? So here we go. That energy, that was August 9th, Sunday, that's what I'm getting text here, so here we go, that day, so releasing these energies like we did earlier, we'll just do them all at one time, so 1945, so here we go, releasing the energies, stronger, Stronger. 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 By stronger, stronger, and stronger. Hey, I guess we could also do dealing with depth and things, maybe just try to do a clearing here. Not try, but we'll do a clearing for emotional bodies that are here from wars, okay? Here we go, releasing those energies. Something in you from one of the past wars. Maybe you're a current veteran, Vietnam veteran, maybe Korean War, whatever. Probably not too many living that are from World War II, but here we go. Emotional bodies out of people. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that is really wonderful. I would love to hear from people about how they felt during that clearing, especially if anyone happens to be listening in Japan or, you know, might be near some of those areas. And certainly they have parents and grandparents that, you know, probably talked about that and were aware of it. And I know a gentleman, Ron, who is, he's in his 80s, but he was in World War II. And he was also in the Korean War and the Vietnam War. So he's really, you know, got the army thing going. So hopefully that gave him some relief and release when you did that. I was wondering how what you just did affected the actual planet and nature.
That's hard to say. Anything that's there that's in judgment, which he's or stuck here, it's not good, and it may feel better in those areas. Probably y'all realize or know that, you know, you drive by a place where there was an accident on the road, or maybe deer got killed or a dog got killed recently, you know, maybe the last, you know, few hours, and it's not there any longer, but you drive by, and maybe you're going slow, and you go, wow, this place feels awful. Or you drive by a road where they have, you know, a cross up with a bunch of flowers, and you know somebody died there because they have a little shrine up there. And go there, and you start feeling all this energy of, like, sadness. Well, kind of what happens. And that energy could be a lot of places in Japan, just that energy of devastation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to see the alien face. You go in and look in YouTube or something. Do you have any film footages from maybe ground level, or if you see it up in the sky, possibly, but you're going to start seeing alien faces there. They're there, probably being destroyed too, or they just show up. Maybe they're living off the energy of all the problems that's going on and dying and stuff, you know. Actually see their faces. So whenever you see clouds forming like that, like a bomb going off or a hurricane, and they give you live footage, you know, get on your computer and do the play, pause, play, pause, play, pause, you know, look at the picture at when it's in pause, and you're going to start seeing alien heads there of things, and it'll look pretty damn scary physically, but there you're seeing them now with their silhouette in residue of that particular debris. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Sorry, I just got kicked off line there, but I'm back on now. Okay, so it's interesting to think that people may, I think, like people, wow, if you're near what you just cleared, you're going to feel something very powerfully, but actually, what often happens when you do your clearings, Ron, is people just feel differently, and it's almost like they forget how they felt previously. Isn't that right? Because you're taking something away, you know, and they feel good somehow, but they don't. They just don't really know why or what's different.
Yeah,
so people listening
takes,
do.
It takes a load off of you, you know, the anger load, whatever would be there, judgment load, whatever you're hanging on to that you maybe, you know, it's on you. So when you take it away and you have peace, not going to be jumping up and down that this thing got cleared. It's just going to be released. All of a sudden, you may wonder why your body's relaxing or why you feel better, why you don't have an upset stomach. You know, I imagine that the last few days here and even the one coming up Sunday, well, you may not be physically connected to it. You know, you could feel a shift, and now you're just going to feel peace. Maybe here you watch it, you know. Though something happened on that day, how are you going to just be there and go, oh, yeah, it's okay now. I can leave it alone. Bother me. That's why I do the Pearl Harbor one, December 7th. I think I've been doing that probably ever since I've been on BBS, I think. I'm not sure, but that date had a lot of energy on it. Hopefully this year when we do that, it'll be next to nothing.
Well,
keep forward, you know. Back to you.
Do you think, Ron, that a date like that, you know, Pearl Harbor, and they do that with the 9/11 date too, that so many people want to remember it, that humans are keeping those energies going?
Well, they're out in those timelines of that day. Oh, they're going back to the time that that happened. That's around that timeline.
Right.
And, you know, the people who are talking about it will tell you when it happened and everything else, and this is the day. And a lot of them say, you know, don't forget this date because it means a lot. Well, ooh, to what? You know, to the aliens it means a lot because they're taking your energy. Oh, but, you know, don't forget this date. People have talked about that on 9/11. But, you know, how are you going to heal? You keep opening the wound up, you know, then you keep getting tied into that timeline of that day, and you keep watching the footage of it on TV, and the same old things they have, you know, to program you. So it's not good. But, you know, everybody has their free choice. They are bringing that timeline back into effect. They're living that timeline over again. Oh. So it's up to you what you want to do with your life if you want to live a timeline that's from the past. Because it'll put you into the past, and now you have all that crap and stuff going to you from the people talking about it and everybody else who's upset about it, going up to the collective consciousness of the aliens created to store things, their big database, and now they're dumping into you that database. And then you wonder why you're upset. Well, you chose to do that. So back to you.
Okay, yes, thank you. Okay, we have a comment. I felt the Japan clearings. I yawned deeply with all of them. So that's a typical response that people have for these healings, by the way, in case you're a new person listening. And somebody else said they felt the thank you. I'm very glad you cleared the World War II energy. I was always disturbed seeing certain famous photos from it. Glad to know it's gone. Thanks, Ron. That's true. People, there are a lot of famous photos from World War II, aren't there? People like that. Okay. Okay, somebody... a listener heard about, do you want to say more about World War II, Ron, or do any more about that, or shall we move on?
Move on. It feels complete to me, pretty much. So.
It feels wonderful. So thank you for doing that. So someone wrote in, the blue avians, I don't know what that is. They're reported to be light beings that just manifest themselves and do not use spacecraft and are said to be protecting the Earth from incoming challenging energies. Are they of the light? Or are they light of the light?
wouldn't see them if they were, so, because they're not going to manifest. That's just another, you know, dark side energy coming through to have people connect to that energy, and then you get abducted. So, no, it's not of the light, no. So, it's like the person who's channeling stuff about light chambers underground, you know, and, you know, you want to go there programmed, you know, and just what you want to do. So anyway, that's some more disinformation. I want to get into peace.
Right.
That is this peaceful? And if it's not peaceful and there's no energy attached to it to do something to you, then you know that it's no energy, then it's of the light. If there's, you know, some type of information there to have you do something or anything else, lead you astray, act with you emotionally, then it's not of the light. The light doesn't have emotions. So back to you, and the light's with you. The light's never going to come and knock on your door and say, hey, we're here, you know. So all that is just disinformation to trap you into more darkness energies down the rat hole.
Right, and you have said before that really the energies of, say, the light beings who come to us and do the healings, we're not going to be able to see them. We're never going to see light beings here on Earth. Though people do see things when we go to the light ship. And, by the way, tomorrow's show at 7 p.m. also on BBS Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Ron always takes us on an actual visit to Creation Lightship for any physical healing that you'd like to request. So do whatever you can do to get on tomorrow night's show live. It'll be really worth it to you. And also, before I forget to say this, tomorrow is the beginning of the Ascension healing calls for the month of August. Tomorrow, August 8th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time is the beginning. And then the next three consecutive Sundays, so that's starting with the 9th and the 16th and the 27th, is it? I don't have my calendar. I thought it was going to pop up. The next three consecutive Sundays, anyway. So try to get on those calls, and there's more information about that on Ron's website. So we have a request, Ron, and it's kind of an interesting question. Help clearing and releasing limiting beliefs so we can rebuild our mental and physical bodies for health and wellness.
The limiting beliefs, I would say what you'd want to do would be the self-empowerment clearing. That covers so much. And do that clearing, and then from there see where you need to put more focus and just see if we have a whole lifetime clearing. So you really don't want to have any belief at all. No. So what you believe is mind energy, and the mind energy, in a sense, can harm you because it's given you that the harm would come from being on timelines of that belief system. So you want to get rid of your belief systems that would be on timelines drawing you into your past. Past creates those timelines. So you've been on the timelines before, having an experience, either this life or other lifetimes, genetically with your body, want to get off the timeline. So your belief system would be tied into past timelines and maybe even current events. So you would need to, like I say, do the self-empowerment clearing and see how that helps you and find out where you have maybe a pull to a certain judgment energy. We have all those things, a lot of them listed. I think we have 38 of them listed there of situations that you could have, and release those and just see how you feel afterwards. But that's the whole thing, is to clean yourself out. Keep your body temple clean so that you're not running judgment energies inside of you. Eventually, one of those judgments is going to kill you. Which ones are going to be? You may not even, won't even know. Words are stored in your body. Nobody knows. But it is stored in you. want to get it released from you. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. So I was wondering, as I read that, you know, what would the limiting beliefs be? And I guess it's basically, if this person's referring to health and wellness, it's not believing you can get well, or, you know, and that's the block. And you answered that perfectly, that you're in judgment of something. If you believe you have a health issue and you believe, for instance, it's fatal or it's, you know, painful or whatever thing you believe, it's a judgment.
Yeah, and to get untangled from a lot of those beliefs that are hooked up to you, by all means do that baptism clearing. Get that stuff off of you that the aliens put on you when you were probably a baby, because that hooked you up completely, probably worse than the barcodes. So do the baptism clearing. It's a fairly recent clearing. Go yourself, get freed up of a lot of stuff. Back to you.
That really, a lot of people have commented, that they got a lot out of doing that baptismal clearing, and I did myself. And it's something I never really thought about, but certainly I was baptized as an infant, so it felt good. And I also cleared people I baptized my child, and I also stood up for other people as a godmother, so I cleared all of that out, and it felt really good.
Let me do a godmother clearing or godfather clearing. So here we go, godmother. You're taking on their karma. What you're there for is to school them, to help them, to guide them, right, through their karma, their lifetime. Oh, God. Here we go, releasing that. Come on, everybody. Here we go, if you happen to sign on the dotted line there. So, and see how this helps you. I may have to put a clearing up on the website for this one, because it could be pretty heavy. You're taking on that load of that person. Here we go. One, this is godmother. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it again. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now if you're a godfather, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Okay, back to you, Ann. We'll see if we get any comments on that.
Okay. Someone's asking about the baptismal clearing. Can we do the baptismal clearing more than once? I believe that's a whole lifetime clearing, or is it, Ron? Let me check real quick. I'm not sure. I believe you can. I think it's a whole life clearing, and you can...
But normally, once you do the clearing of a whole lifetime, it's done.
Right.
So you have to remember, whole lifetime clearings, one time through is fine. It should get rid of your stuff. If you wanted to do it a second time, you know, no problem, but it should take it away. The only reason why it would work more than one time for you is because now you're thinking of something to tie you back into that system, okay? So I have people doing the emotional clearing, you know, more than one time. So what that's doing is, we'll just say you did emotional clearing today and you wanted to check it out in a week. So you did maybe four in a month just to see what happens. Well, all it's doing is taking away. It'd be the same thing as if you did the unlimited version, you know, to clear maybe one incident, one thing. So that's why you get the unlimited clearing. You don't need to do the whole lifetime one. Plus, it's not going to be as effective because you're not inputting in there limited version of your stuff. So you need to do the unlimited so you can go in and type in for a particular situation that somebody put you into, because it's not probably going to be your own, though. Now it's going to be somebody else's energy coming upon you as they tell you about a situation. So you want to put that in to get it off of you. So that's kind of the way it works. But the clearings are not designed to be used over and over and over again for the whole lifetime. You want to get the unlimited to keep current from that clearing when you stop doing it. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Well, a listener wrote in, we have two testimonials actually about the emotional body clearing. One person said felt depressed and did the unlimited entities and unlimited emotional clearing, writing the issue in the box and let them run for some time, and it worked great. Thank you. So that's wonderful. And another person said that they, after on Wednesday's show, you made us all human again. And I wonder if people are noticing how they felt since Wednesday. I know that I felt much more in my body and powerful since then. So thank you for that, Ron. And someone said that they decided, even though you more or less said it wasn't necessary to do this, but this person ran the emotional body clearing for their whole life again, and it felt good because it added to the feeling of, oh, I'm fully human. So that's good. Okay, and someone wrote in a testimonial about some of our free clearings, Ron. I've been getting great results weather-wise doing the following clearings. And they say, one, earth transmutation, two, new earth protection timeline crash, and the gray skies clearing. So far, it's an almost perfect summer. Thanks so much for providing the clearings. Now, earth transmutation, do you think they're referring to the environmental imbalance clearing, Ron?
I would say so, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's very interesting, listener. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Cool. Okay, now we have a nice testimonial about the soul family clearing. Hello, I was experiencing a barrage of thoughts and images related to a group of people I was heavily involved with in my past. I tried out several different angles to clear this, including rerunning the soul family disconnection. Then I tried running a clone soul family disconnection by bringing up the soul family clearing and entering the words clone soul family disconnection after my name. As soon as this was running, the barrage ceased. I was no longer being pinged by programs that were scanning me for information, and the symptoms of mind looping and mental chatter stopped. I am now able to view these people with neutrality and feel freed up to pursue my own path as a unique and separate individual. This is very relieving and empowering. Given that the population is now predominantly clone-based, I highly recommend the clone soul family disconnection clearing to everyone. Thanks.
Can you reread that whole thing again? That sounded very good.
I know, and it's a wonderful suggestion. I almost stopped and said, I hope everyone's getting this. This is really good. Okay, I'm going to read it again. The person was, all right, I was experiencing a barrage of thoughts and images related to a group of people I was heavily involved with in my past. I tried out several different angles to clear this, including rerunning the soul family disconnection. Then I tried running a clone soul family disconnection by bringing up the soul family clearing and entering the words clone soul family disconnection after my name. As soon as this was running, the barrage ceased. I was no longer being pinged by programs that were scanning me for information, and the symptoms of mind looping and mental chatter stopped. I am now able to view these people with neutrality and feel freed up to pursue my own path as a unique and separate individual. This is very relieving and empowering. Given that the population is now predominantly clone-based, I highly recommend the clone Soul Family Disconnection Clearing to everyone.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Yes, very good is right. And we really get so much great information from listeners, you know, that give us great tips on how to improve the healings or tweak them. I should say not improve them, but, you know, tweak them so that we really are hitting right at what we need to have cleared. Someone wrote in, I needed that godmother clearing very much. Feel a weight off my shoulders. That's probably a pretty powerful courting, isn't it, Ron? Because you're actually signing up to be courted to people.
Yeah, and taking on their stuff, you know. So, you know, you're kind of, you know, like responsible, I guess, in a sense, for that child's spiritual development. You know, that's kind of what they sort of talk about. But, you know, or if the parents die for some reason, then the godparents will kind of give guidance, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, you're taking on, like I said, the karma, the load of that person, not knowing it, and, you know, there to maybe add some support if they need it. Kind of like their, you know, kind of like their stepmother or something. They kind of put it more into the alien realm so the aliens can hook you up more. Boy, you know, so that would be probably, you know, I might put that clearing up. People can get on that and do that. So, right, we'll see what happens here.
Right.
I try to get a radio button put on so you can select on the Soul Family, you know, Soul Family and then also Alien Soul Family.
Right.
What happens with that?
So I just went to the baptism clearing, and it's officially called the Alien Baptism Barcode Clearing. And it's only $50, so it's a set price, so it's not a whole life clearing, I was mistaken. And someone asked what they could put in. I put in baptism, just the word baptism, and it came up. But the full name of it is Alien Baptism Barcode Clearing. That's it, right, Ron? There isn't a second one about baptism, is there?
One, and when we put it up, a few people had a problem spelling the word baptism, so yeah, I think you got to get it spelled correctly.
Right.
One of those, right? So if you don't get it, just double check the word for baptism.
Okay.
I'll do a clearing that's a free clearing on the website. It's the Alien Oxygen Clearing. So let's do that here. Give people an idea of what the aliens are doing to you. So this will take away some of the affected oxygen that you're breathing, in a sense. They put in their codes, too. Remember, those codes come in. And it could be those little nanobot things coming in to cause you harm. And, you know, that reacts with what you have stored inside of you, throughout your generations, in your genetics, and all of a sudden, voila, something could happen to you physically here. Or it could be just mind control patterns coming into your body. That's getting activated, too. Oh, here we go, an oxygen clearing. I see how the air kind of is around you now. Take a deep breath, maybe. Sample the air, then I'll do this alien one here and be cleared on the website. Here we go, releasing one of the energies there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, So my energy level is coming up. We'll see how it is next week. Lots of stuff out there. So if my energy is running normal, I'll probably do the counting on the Thursday calls to make people real. Doing that like I have done with the expo. So I won't know till next Thursday. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, you've been doing a lot of planetary energetic work lately, haven't you?
Yeah, most of it's off planet that I've been dealing with, getting the aliens, chasing them down, let's put it that way.
Good. Do you notice a change in the planet since a lot of us have been doing, for instance, the alien black mist?
Myself personally, no.
Okay.
I don't feel much of that. I'm still in the trenches, so I haven't really come up to take time to examine things here. I will see the clouds change after doing something. More recently, a lot of them were like shattered glass, timeline crashes and things. Sometimes I've had some, fairly nice days, but no, I don't really typically notice it because I'm in the moment. So I really don't have any way to judge it from what the way I used to be. So, I'm waiting to have or to see more colors, possibly, to see the trees more real or to become real. At that point, we'll know that we're on the right track to bringing the Earth back the way it's supposed to be, to get off of these timelines, because aliens have brought in all these timelines to mask and cover up the true Earth. That's it is. So once those are getting released, then all of a sudden you're going to start to see actual physical change happening here. I'm hoping that all the aliens that are here that are bringing in the clone replica bodies get taken off the planet. Overpopulation, messing everything here. Well, get rid of the clones. Have the 5% of humans here, like it about what it would probably be. So that's what I'm hoping for, because the clones don't belong here. Aliens that are causing harm, that's what we're after. Our aliens here that are living on the surface, they're also living underground, and they're peaceful. But the ones that are causing the harm are what we're after. Not going to really meet, typically, the peaceful ones. They're not going to show up and say, yeah, I'm from so-and-so planet, I'm here. No, they would look different naturally. Ones that could be here that maybe are shape-shifting into somebody's body because they're stuck here from maybe having their ship shot down or something. That's another story, too, but aliens just shouldn't be here because they're made in, the human race here, or the humans. So Hugh man and Hugh woman, all of us here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. Okay. Okay, thank you. You're welcome. They're saying thank you for the information about the baptismal clearing. Okay, this is interesting. Is it safe, Ron, to swim in the sea in spite of all the alien parasitic energies? Also, what about eating fish and seafood?
Well, I never really liked eating seafood. Haven't ate seafood for decades. Or swimming, I don't know what's in there. We got the octopus energy and the squid energy and the jellyfish. What else is there that we don't know about? The aliens took over the sea, basically. Well, hopefully they'll be leaving. For myself, I don't want to put my feet in the water of the ocean just because I don't know what's there, okay? And then you have pollution, too. So, that's my own thing, but I don't eat seafood, no. I don't do that. The reason I don't want to get the DNA of something that could be alien out there. And once they get connected inside of you and you ingest something, then you don't know how it's going to, you know, portray and manifest into your life. It could be a physical life form you're eating. You know, I don't know. So that's just for myself. I don't do that. I'm not saying for everybody not to do that. You may like eating sushi or something. I just don't do that. That's where I am. Back to you.
Okay. Somebody, I think that's very interesting, Ron, and helpful. Okay. The other day someone said it's very exciting. The other day Ron said maybe the aliens will be gone by December. We hope so.
Hope so. Yeah, that's correct. I hope so. There's a lot going on. So,
of course, maybe we shouldn't be saying that out loud, you know, because we don't want them to know.
Oh, you can give them a warning.
Right. okay, you have given us, facilitated us, not only doing these wonderful whole life healings, but many of them have attached as an option to go back clear our ancestors through, I'm not sure how many, but I know it's seven generations at a time. So somebody has a question about that, Ron. I'm running a seventh generation emotional clearing, and it runs slowly and has stopped three times, twice on the same ancestor. Why would this be? Is it possible that there's a very resistant energy around the same ancestor? Do you think that's possible, Ron, or do you think it could be just something going on with the computer? Or?
Yeah, I would turn the computer off and start the clearing over again. Maybe they're getting in there doing something so that they can't be cleared out of you. So, where things have happened. And maybe even do a clearing on, do an object clearing on your computer, see if that helps. We don't know what we don't know. When it,
right.
It's all in the invisible.
Right.
So the invisible can, you know, it's active. Everything in the invisible is real. So remember, just because you can't see an alien looking at you because they're in a different dimension and they're sitting next to you or something, which can be true.
Right.
Just because you don't see it doesn't mean they're not there. So, you know, to do your clearings, a lot of people are doing, I think, a lot of space clearings now because they want to clear their space out or realize that, yeah, what's in my space here? I'm having, situations, visions, dreams. I feel upset. What's in my space that's causing me to feel this way? And so you do a space clearing, you go, wow, I'm back into peace again. Well, what was there? You know, you don't know. What you don't know is actually the reality that you're living in. Living in these realities of the alien agenda, the timelines. You want to go back if you can, like for a condition, a situation that you are in. You want to go back to that initial timeline when the thing started in this lifetime, if you can figure it out, or clearing timelines out. Because when your accident, we'll say, whatever that would be, first happened, you're put on a lot of timelines. So now you wonder why, you know, your big toe's hurting or something. And, you know, you might think back, well, yeah, I hurt my toe, you know, 5 years ago. Well, they're just copy and pasting that timeline on. So, you know, get rid of those timelines. Oh, like I say, if you haven't done your emotional and mental clearing and maybe fear clearing, the whole lifetime one, the whole lifetime clear to this here, that's really what they're using to typically trigger you. So those three basic clearings. So, you know, that's emotional whole life, mental whole life, and then your fear whole lifetime clearings. There's other ones, but those are the main ones that they're going to hit you with. The other ones could be anxiety, you know. There's a, you know, one for that lifetime, but, you know, maybe there's a sensory where you're really empathic, but the main three are those. There'll be other ones too, but, you know, if you're having difficulties, then do those three whole lifetime clearings, get the unlimited version in case one of those tends to keep haunting you all the time. You know, your friends will haunt you with these things, put you back into a situation, maybe a fear or anxiety or something, and you know, get the unlimited version so you can keep clearing that. Or you, your friends around you will more than likely be dealing with the same issue that you are. Kind of like, you know, the 12-step program. So your friends around you are all dealing with your the same or similar 12-step program. And when you get yourself cleaned out, then you can leave that program. Going back to your friends, they keep agitating you and reconnecting you because they keep talking about the same thing over and over again. And they're going to put you onto their timeline. And on their timeline, you don't know what they're doing to you. And then you wonder why things are happening to you after you did the clearing. You go, wow, I got this away from me. I never thought about this situation. And I saw Sally over here, and all of a sudden now, within 2 weeks, I'm kind of back to where I thought I started from before I had the clearing. Well, Sally infected you, gave you her stuff, and now you're on timelines with Sally with her fear energies. Or on the 12-step program, they don't have the 13 steps to where you're actually healed if you're codependent upon their system. Actually, when you do that, then you're affirming that you want to have that belief system. Oh, higher power that they talk about. When I first heard the pledge of the AA group, you know, that, you know, there's whatever they say about you, you have no power over it, you know, or whatever, you know, asking God for help or something, you know, right away you're hooked up to programs for that. So you're up into codependency. Where's your 13th step? Oh, you might ask, if you're in that program, ask where the 13th step is, your freedom. Probably look at you like, well, you can't get rid of alcoholism, you know, it's forever once you have it. Well, or whatever, NA or something, you know. But anyway, where's the 13th step? Where's your freedom? You're stuck on alien timelines. If everybody in that group that you went to, you know, 20, 50 people, I know they meet all over the places, you know, and you're stuck on those timelines with all those people. So, anyway, back to you. I don't want to trash the that system because I'm sure it has helped some people, but, you know, we're not here to keep you codependent. Get you back to your freedom of your body and your spirit and cleaning out your body to hold your spirit. So, find that 13th step. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. The person that was mentioning or had the question about the seven generation has a second question. What effect might I expect as far as my own emotions as I release the emotions of my ancestors?
Well, what you're going to find is sometimes those emotions that you're dealing with, situations, emotional situations that haven't come upon you yet, will be stored in your body waiting to pop up. So you cleared off this lifetime. Say you cleared it off and you feel great. And then something could be lurking in you, and naturally one of your friends will activate that. And that could be going into your seven-generational stuff. Normally, you do a seven-generational clearing because you know that the whole lifetime clearing just didn't get all of it. And you realize that maybe your grandparents, your parents, you know, you heard stories about things from your parents, your grandparents about a situation, and you wonder, yeah, I think I got that, and it resonates to you. Well, that's their stuff, so you want to clear off their stuff that's kind of laying dormant just below the surface. Well, you will start to feel much better afterwards if you do that clearing.
Yeah.
And it keeps you from having it activated because you're going to get rid of it. And normally you do that clearing only because you just don't feel like the whole lifetime clearing got everything. Maybe you say, I got 10% there. I did the clearing and it's almost gone, but, you know, I don't know where it's coming from. Well, then you want to do the seven generational one, the first one, and that'll probably nip it in the bud. In fact, you know, with we're talking about the war stuff, and our show's coming to an end here, but remember that war stuff, the anger of things, whatever, you know, happened in World War II could have happened in World War I or other wars, and the aliens just took you and brought you into a war mentality from past lives. So now all of a sudden you're primed to go to war, as they now activated that anger, that hatred in you towards some other race of people. And it probably wasn't the race that you're looking at that you're dealing with right now if you're going to war. Probably some other war, and they just gave you the anger and all that stuff with it. And it could have happened 1,000 years ago. But they activated that to get you really, really upset, and now you have a cause to go to war or to do anything. That's the way it works. That's those timelines. Put you onto those timelines. You have an emotion from it. And not knowing where it comes from, all you know is what you're feeling right now as this cause or situation that you're dealing with. And you think it's from that. Well, it could have been 1,000 years ago. They just activated that timeline on you. That's the way they work. So get rid of those timelines if you feel anything kind of strange or you're kind of drawn into something, you know. Get rid of it. Timeline crashes. I think we got about 5 minutes to go here. So what's next, Dan? Any comments that we've just received maybe?
Well, yes, here's one actually from the other day. When you made us all human, someone wrote in, "Thanks for making us human and real again. Everything around me seems to be sharper, and I strongly feel the three dimensions." That was a very wonderful, powerful thing you did for us, Ron, on the last show. I'm wondering what... you know, what other samples could we do before we say goodnight?
Well, what I'll do is a Be Here Now sample that you should be doing all the time, and also the Mind to Heart drop. So we'll just do the Be Here Now. So the Be Here Now brings you back here. So maybe you had something that frightened you, for instance, right? Well, your spirit hopped out of your body or pieces of your spirit, will say, left. Not maybe all of you, but maybe 10% of you left. And you still hold that traumatized energy in your body, and your spirit not come into darkness, which is a traumatized energy, the judgment energy. So it's waiting outside of you to come in. Okay? Because it knows that it's supposed to be in, but it's hanging out. So here we go. We'll do the Be Here Now, and you should feel more of your spirit energy coming to you. So one, I'll pretend to do that for you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So that should help. And now we'll do the Mind to Heart drop. This you should be doing daily. And before I do that, I'll mention that we have the 4-hour call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific, and then the 8-hour call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific on Sunday. People that were on the calls last month, they will, if they don't come on the calls this month, you're still going to be on quarantine, in quarantine until Sunday. Won't be in quarantine any longer. Well, the Lightship was still working with you for maybe a couple of weeks. It's the last calls, even though you may not realize that, because you're on all for a whole month. Well, here we go. When the call starts, it's basically a month, and you're on Lightship, outside the Lightship in quarantine. Here we go. And you can't ask for healing because they're just finding the alien stuff that you're dealing with, and they're trying to make you more whole throughout the month. So here we go, Mind to Heart drop, commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart to become peaceful. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 9876543 2 and 1. There you go. 15 seconds to become heart-centered, to be in the now, be in peace with your spirit. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, you know, just I think you've said everything, Ron, that we have the your special ascension call tomorrow from 1 to 5, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., all Pacific time, and that information's on the website. I just wanted to ask, does everyone listening feel to you like we're on the CLS Now timeline and in the moment? We should be, especially after that mind-to-heart drop, but I just wanted to check.
Now, the mind-to-heart drop will bring you into the now, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I keep remembering the person that wrote in such a powerful email about having so much more access to knowing what to do, and it actually made her feel more powerful, and she had new options of how to, you know, go about her life and get through an upsetting situation just from the mind-to-heart drop. So thank you, Ron. So I guess we're set. We'll say goodbye. We'll see everyone tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, hope tomorrow on the call. Bye, everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Ron.